I forgot how we start. Okay.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pi Podcast, Hidden Figures in Python. We are continuing with our Caesar. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pi Podcast. So, yeah, today's guests, today's hosts. Oh, my God, this is a blooper.
Like, wrangling volunteers is hard. There's a lot of just, like, management challenges. A lot of the time when people think of Africa, they think of it as, like, just like a blob and everything's the same. And it's really not. Like, there are very big cultural differences between different African countries.
When did you get started with Python?
So I got started when I was in university. I was coding for food. I needed money, and so I was just taking on these odd jobs.
You read a programming book? Do you still read programming books?
I read a book on PHP once for a job. I did read the Kubernetes book. Yeah. I've always been teaching. When I was a little kid, I used to teach grown-ups Excel skills. Helping people with their homework was a good source of connection.
You did that for free? I got paid.
If you think about, like, the business of education, there's like so much stuff that you need to do that isn't teaching.
If you have to choose, right, you can either work with Python, the programming language, or people. What would you choose?
So I love Python so much, but I think actually people, if you want to build something big, it's a team sport. People are getting to a point where we're realizing what the uniquely human skills are. A metaphor I really like is soccer. Your individual skills as a soccer player really matter quite a lot. A lot of emphasis is placed on passing the ball really, really well. Hello everyone, I'm Sheena. Come watch me on Pi Podcasts. We're going to be talking about PyCon Africa. I'm based in South Africa and it's in my hometown. And we'll also be talking about teaching Python and teaching teamwork.
Now, break, cut.